spring spirit. Before I share with you my thoughts, I want to share with you some thoughts of my old friend, Henry David Thoreau, from Walden, the section on spring. Short excerpt. Our village life would stagnate if it were not for the unexplored forests and meadows which surround it. We need the tonic of wildness to wade sometimes in marshes where the bittern and the meadow hen lurk and hear the booming of the snipe, to smell the whispering sedge where only some wilder and more solitary fowl builds her nest, and the mink crawls with its belly close to the ground. At the same time that we are earnest to explore and learn all things, we require that all things be mysterious and unexplorable, that land and sea be infinitely wild, unsurveyed and unfathomed by us, because unfathomable. We can never have enough of nature. We must be refreshed by the sight of inexhaustible vigor, vast and titanic features, the seacoast with its wrecks, the wilderness with its living and its decaying trees, the thundercloud, and the rain which lasts 3 weeks and produces freshets. We need to witness our own limits transgressed, and some life pasturing freely where we never wander. I'll save you the part about the vultures. Another old friend, Mary Oliver, with thoughts about spring in the classroom. Elbows on dry books, we dreamed past Miss Willow Bangs and lessons and windows to catch all day glimpses and guesses of the greening woodlot, its secrets and increases, its hidden nests and kind. And what warmed in us was no book learning, but the old mud blood murmuring, loosening like petals from bone sleep. So spring surrounded the classroom, and we suffered to be kept indoors. Droned through lessons, carved when we could with jackknives, our pulsing initials into the desks, and grew angry to be held so, without pity and without and beyond reason, by Miss Willow Bangs, her eyes two stones behind glass, her legs thick, her heart in love with pencils and arithmetic. So it went, one gorgeous day lost after another, while we sat like captives and breathed the chalky air, and the leaves thickened and the birds called from the edge of the world till it grew easy to hate, to plot mutiny, even murder. Oh, we had her in chains. We had her hanged and cold in our longing to be gone. And then one day, Miss Willow Bangs, we saw you as we ran wild in our 3 o'clock escape past the abandoned swings. You were leaning all furry and blooming against the old brick wall in the art teacher's arms. And from Robert Frost, a prayer in spring. Oh, give us pleasures in the flowers today, and give us not to think so far away as the uncertain harvest. Keep us here all simply in the springing of the year. Oh, give us pleasure in the orchard white, like nothing else by day, like ghosts by night, and make us happy in the happy bees, the swarm dilating around the perfect trees. And make us happy in the darting bird that suddenly above the bees is heard, the meteor that thrusts in with a needle bill and off a blossom in midair stands still. For this love and nothing else is love, that which is reserved for God above to sanctify to what far ends he will, but which it only needs that we fulfill. I think the spring spirit is a spirit of adventure, even for those of us who are no longer very adventurous. After the closed-in winter months, we all are needing to stretch our limbs and our minds and explore the world around us. In many parts of the world, spring is the rainy season. Well, here it is more a season of transition between the winter rains and the dry heat of summer. And yet even here, the snows of winter are not far away, just up in those hills we but rarely see. The warming days of spring will soon melt that accumulated winter snow on the mountains. Most likely, some of the streams and rivers will flood again as the reservoirs can not contain the waters as the snow melts. And the earth will be soggy as it tries to soak up the last rains of the spring. Spring is already in full bloom, with trees inviting bees to pollinate their fruit and nuts, wildflowers covering hills and meadows, and various more cultured spring flowers filling gardens with a huge painter's palette of colors. In my garden, a few late daffodils contrast with the cyclamen. An array of tulips have appeared out of nowhere. A stand of tall Dutch purple and gold irises surrounds a clump of their African cousins, while early roses are beginning to share their blooms with geraniums, and California poppies offer a bit of orange here and there. It is a wonderful time to be out in the world, and everywhere the grass is showing its spring green, along with varieties of weed eater, clovers, and other uninvited wild things. The days grow longer with more sun to encourage the plants, and the temperatures rise to offer us beautiful days to explore the spring spirit. St. Paddy's Day and the vernal equinox are past, with Passover and Easter coming later this year, and March is flowing into April as the days pass, and much, but not all, is well with the world. Spring is the season of new life in the gardens and fields and in the animal world, and it is a time for new ideas among humans, and we badly need some new ideas. For going back to old patterns and barriers will not help us survive the storms and changes ahead. It is new inventions that might change things, new ideas that might help us find new ways to get through the days ahead. But it is science and discovery that are spurned by those currently in power, who would rather live in the past and deny that the future is already creeping, if not crashing, into today. And we need the spring spirit more than ever to lead us into new explorations, new discoveries, new ways of seeing and protecting the beauty that is all around us. Perhaps a bit of thunder would help to get their attention. Thor, where art thou? And here we sit on this beautiful spring morning, the day calling upon us to come out and play. But we gather for a special purpose, to strengthen our bonds to each other as we create community. We sit together and sing together and read responsively together to hear our voices joined in one. And we are community, and we are sisters and brothers, and we are family, here together in this space where we share our joys and woes. And it is here together that we remember how much we need each other to get through the harsh winters and find new life in the springtimes of our lives. And so we gather together for but an hour, even as the day is calling us forth. And we are better for the time we spend together here in thought and prayer and meditation. And when we part, we still will have plenty of time to enjoy the day. Here we gather to seek the spring spirit, that force of life that creates and renews and gives us courage to go forward to do new and greater things. We do not know whether it is a gift of God or of the ancient gods and goddesses, or of the universe, but it is very good. That spring spirit has brought forth all manner of living things and sustained and renewed all life through all the generations, through all time. And that life force will continue, even if we manage to kill off everything on Earth. It will bring new life on other planets and eventually create life anew here, so long as certain scientifically observable circumstances are met here in the Cinderella zone around the sun. Some say spring is a time for love to flourish, a time for budding romance and developing relationships. Some say it is a time for new life to flow into old and even stale relationships, a time for new opportunities, a time for changing and growing. Spring is certainly a more fertile time of life than the winter, when we spend too much time indoors and not enough time enjoying the world. The spring spirit draws us out into the garden, the yard, the meadows and forests. The spring spirit coaxes us away from the many ways we waste our time, inviting us to a more natural life, to a communion with the birds and the flowers and the clouds, to a rediscovery of our place in the whole family of life, the whole family of Earth. The spirit of spring invites us into a season of imagination, of wonder. This is a time for building and planting and creating, a time of taking the wonders of the natural world and letting them inspire us to new creativity in our lives and in our world. Even in times like these, when it seems as though ignorance and greed will triumph over any kind of sanity, our world needs our wisdom, our knowledge, our discoveries, and especially our creativity. On the darkest of days, when things seem most hopeless, then especially do we need the creativity of the spring spirit, inspiring us to change the world for the better. If not us, who? If not now, when? We are called to use all of our abilities, all that we know, and all that we feel to shape a better world for future generations. The inspiration we find in these spring days can help our troubled spirits to recover from the challenges of this time, to find a new way. The spring spirit offers us courage to go back out into the world when we would rather hide. There is so much to do, so many challenges to face, but this is our calling, to make things right, to make things better, to offer love and hope and health to all the people we can reach for as long as we can. Poets and prophets have written about the springtime for as long as anyone can remember. When the life force frees the spring spirit, anything can happen. This is the time that we need, the time of change and new opportunities, the time of new ideas, and the time when courage rises. This is the time to shape a better and healthier world, and we are called to do it. Earth Day will soon be here, that day created almost 50 years ago to help modern people reconnect with our Mother Earth. What can we do for our planet as we prepare for Earth Day this year? What can we offer Mother Earth to appreciate the way that she has given us life? As we enjoy the spring weather and the beauty of the flowers and trees and clouds, let us ponder what we might do in tribute for our home planet this year. Spring Spirit, we give thanks for your inspiration this day. We are made richer by the creativity you inspire. We give thanks for the new energy you give us to do the work of shaping a better and healthier world. We give thanks for the grounding we find in this community, this place where we can share our whole selves, our strength and weaknesses, our fears and courage. We welcome the spirit of spring this day and open ourselves to the inspiration of this season. May the spring spirit walk with us as we go forth to change the world. So may it be. Shalom, salam, blessed be, namaste, and amen. I invite you now to turn to 1017 in the Teal Book, and let's see if we can make a start on those changes.